Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 37 of the Bell Boys podcast. As always, I'm AJ.
I'm Aaron.
And we actually don't have a special guest today. Yeah, we don't have a special guest. We're throwing it back because nobody likes us and nobody wants to be on the podcast.
Yeah. But it's okay.
We're OG today.
Yeah, we're going back to our roots. This is how it all started.
Yeah. Yeah, filming in my garage and sitting there for 2 hours not knowing what the fuck to do. But
I wonder how many of you guys have seen our old content. Like, how many of you guys are OG fans?
Yeah, because if you are, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to see that because that was rough. It was fun in the moment, but
yeah,
a little cringe. Maybe in like 10 years we'll be like, this is cringe.
That's true.
But anyways, but like today I was driving back from home from work, and we live in LA, you know, so like everybody sucks at fucking driving. It's fucking ass. But there's this, so this one dude like cut off another driver, and then they started like arguing, like they had the windows down and shit, and they were like arguing at each other. And then the one dude threw a drink into the other person's car.
That's good aim.
Yeah, no, honestly, I was like, dude, that was an impressive throw, but also like, that's kind of fucked, but like kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Threw a drink into the car and then drove off. And then the car in front of me threw the drink out the window. And I was like, just another day in LA.
What was the drink?
It was like a Gatorade.
Wow.
And it was like a unopened Gatorade. And I was like, wow, you really just wasted $3? But at the same time, kind of crazy, kind of sick.
Yeah.
And then I came home and took a nap. But like, shit was fucking crazy. I was like, damn. Have you ever, but my question is, have you ever experienced like road rage before?
No, not really. I'm not a road rager for some reason. I feel like I can count on one hand how many times I've used my horn.
Yeah, honestly, I'd never use that
shit. You're not a road rager either. I know that.
Yeah. But our homie Gene.
Yeah, he's a motherfucker. Dude, I remember this one time he honked at someone and I said, dude, that was your fault. And he's like, yeah, you're right. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? Why are you honking, man?
No, but it's crazy because I feel like in LA, right, people barely use their horn. I mean, like they use their horn only if it's like absolutely necessary.
Right? Yeah.
But then like when we were in New York,
oh my God.
Nobody's doing anything and they're just like, meh, 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 meh. I'm like, all right.
I think New York drivers are stupid because I think them honking will like do something.
Oh, like they'll make it move faster.
But I think the stupid thing is they'll honk when someone in front of them isn't moving, but there's like five people in front of the person they're honking at.
Yeah.
So it's like, dude, your honking is not going to do anything. Like,
yeah,
and then New York drivers are stupid.
Yeah, and then one person honks, and like five other people start honking.
Yeah,
and then I'm just like, all right, this is why this city is so fucking loud.
Yeah, it's that herd mentality.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, I heard a honk, let me honk too.
Yeah, and I was like, I mean, I think even when we were taking Uber, like they use their
honker,
their horn.
Is that the actual term? Is it called like horn?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, they use their horn like. Like it's fucking nothing. Like a turn signal. They just fucking use that shit. Anyways, that's my random LA topic.
Well, I feel like we can talk about this now because it's a good segue. But you know, we're moving to New York in 2 months. How do you feel about it? What are your thoughts?
I'm scared.
Really? Is that your true thought? I want you to hear your raw, true thoughts.
Well, like I'm excited. Don't get me wrong. Like I think moving to a new, I mean, literally moving across the country is exciting, and it's a good change of pace. But at the same time, I've never left Southern California. Even in college, I went to San Diego, and yes, that's 2 hours away from LA, but that's still Southern California. Well, that's one drive away from home. And like, I've never been away from home for an extended period of time. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, if I need to do laundry at home, I'll go home and do it. Or if I need to see my family, I go home and do it. But the thought of me being so far away where I can't easily see my family or friends kind of scares me. And also the fact that it's like New York City and I have no idea. Like, yes, I've been there multiple times, but I don't know the city, you know? Like, I know people there, but I don't know the city. I don't know how it's going to be. The weather is completely different and all this shit. So, like, I'm a little scared but excited, but I think it's good. It's a good change. What do you think?
I'm not scared at all. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like it can only help me. I don't really see the ways it can harm me or make me feel uncomfortable. Or, well, it's also because I lived in the Bay, which isn't a drive away from home. Like, I only went home during breaks. So it was like...
You're kind of used to
it. I like got that initial like, okay, like I can't go home whenever I want to. It's too far. I feel like I've already done that.
Yeah, but so like let's say when you first went to Berkeley, were you not scared, but were you like, did you feel some type of way about it?
Yeah, I think there were definitely moments where I missed home.
Okay.
But I think now that I'm moving to New York, I've gotten it out of my... Like, the scaredness, I've already gotten out of my system.
You, like, you've done it once, you know it's not that bad. Like
it's really not that bad, though, yeah.
I see.
It's not bad. Because it's like, I don't know. Like, you think you'd need to go home for certain reasons, but you really don't.
Yeah, that's true. I just think it's, like, the level of comfort where, like, I can't just go home if I need to. Like, kind not scares me, but, like, is, like... different for sure. I also think the weather is gonna fuck with me because like I don't like I'm cold under 70 degrees.
You'll get used to it though. I'll say this much. I hated rain until I went to Berkeley. I absolutely hated rain growing up.
Right.
But now I don't mind it. I kind of like rain now after going to Berkeley. But I hated it growing up. I thought I just hated being wet. I hated how my clothes got wet. I hated getting into a car when it was wet. But after Berkeley and being in an environment where it rains so much, I like it now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like it's because my closet, my clothes are not rain.
No, but it is rain. You like adapt. Like I didn't buy a raincoat until I got to Berkeley. I've never once owned a raincoat. But then I got to Berkeley and I have one raincoat now. But
yeah
I don't know. It's like nice to have.
Yeah. Just spoiled in SoCal for sure.
Yeah, because you went to San Diego, so it's like it's like even better than LA, arguably.
I would argue San Diego weather is top notch if you like the sunny stuff.
But. Yeah, I feel like because I've been through like quote unquote worse weather than LA, like I feel like it's not that bad.
Yeah,
because the thing is, I feel like it rains more in the Bay than New York. I could be wrong, but I feel like it rains more. And it's gloomy more. So I feel like I've already done the worst. Because I don't mind snow. I think snow is fine. If you don't have a car, which we are not going to have.
Yeah.
So I think it's fine. Like, I think I'll enjoy it. Because I know there's going to be some rain. But I know it won't be as bad as San Francisco. Because that shit was bad.
That's true.
Yeah. And like gloominess, like, dude... The Bay is like, oh my God, fall up, like literally from like September to like spring-ish, like it's just gloomy as fuck.
Damn.
And I feel like I've already gone through the shitty part, which is so interesting though, because like I think Berkeley is what made me realize I have seasonal depression.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, do you think like that's real?
Yeah, I think so. Because literally fall semester, I'd be so depressed. I'd be like, dude, fuck this shit. Like, fuck school. Like, what am I doing with my life? But then as soon as spring semester rolls around and like the sun's shining and like the birds are chirping, I like spring semester was always better for me just because like I just felt, I don't know, I felt happier.
See, that's what I'm scared of. I don't want to go through that shit.
No, but I don't think New York is as bad as San Francisco because like literally from fall to spring, it's like just straight gloomy all the time. But I don't think New York's like that, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. We get there and there's a blizzard every fucking week.
I wouldn't mind that though. I think a blizzard is like different from just gloomy weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we'll see. We'll figure it out. We'll get there and be like, all right. We'll figure it out.
But we're going to New York, guys, not Texas. There were a couple of you that thought we were going to Texas, but we only asked that because one of our friends moved to Texas and we were trying to help him figure out like where to eat and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we're going to New York.
No, I wouldn't. No shade to anyone who lives in Texas, but I would not live there. I would not live there.
I think I'd live there when I'm older, maybe. Mm. Yeah, never mind. I'll take that back.
Who do you know in Texas?
No one.
I don't know. I just feel like nobody I know lives in Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cool state, but like, I don't know. I wouldn't.
No.
Well, similar to like... Okay.
Your go-to word is similar.
Similar.
Similarly to...
Nevertheless.
On the contrary.
You know how we were talking about like basically like experiencing things that we've well, for me mostly, experiencing things that we've never experienced before and being kind of scared of them. But like, I remember the first time I was about to go to a rave, I was fucking nervous.
What was your first rave? Odessa?
No, it was what is it called?
Oh, it was Alchemy.
Alchemy, Alchemy, I remember, tour.
Because you wouldn't shut the fuck up about the disco ball.
Okay.
Well, or the ball or whatever.
Yeah,
and you thought that was the craziest thing in the world. And I was looking at you like, dude, come on. It's a ball, man. Like, there's crazier stuff than a ball. But it was crazy. Like,
anyways. I was fucking scared when the first time I went to a rave. But then I think once I actually got there, I kind of felt the vibe of the crowd, which is a little different than how it is now, but... felt the vibe of the crowd and everyone was just having a good time. But I'm wondering, like, what was your first rave experience like?
You know what's weird, though? I feel like we've been technically raving since freshman year. You know all those, like, shows we would go to? I think one that stands out to me is, like, Louis the Child.
Okay, but I wouldn't...
No, okay. But this is what I realized before I went to the Bay for school. Us SoCal people, we don't consider that a rave. That's a concert, right?
Yeah, like an EDM artist at a place.
At a place is a concert.
Right.
But in the Bay, that's a rave. If you go, and all you Bay Area people watching, don't even give me shit for this, because I literally like would argue with so many Bay Area people when I went there. And I just be like, guys, like if you're seeing one person at Bill Graham, that's not a fucking rave. That's a concert. They'd be like, no, I'm raving today. It's rave day. And I'm like, bro, it's at Bill Graham, bro. It's a fucking concert.
I would say that's an elevated concert.
Yeah, it was just a concert to me. Bill Graham is always just a concert venue to me.
It's like when... Okay, so when we went to Griffin in LA.
Yeah.
Historic Park. I feel like, honestly, I consider that a concert.
I also consider that a concert.
But people in the line were like, this is my first rave.
I know, yeah.
I was like, okay, this is not a rave, bro.
It's not. I feel like... A rave
has multiple.
Yeah, it's a big event.
Yes.
So far, you Bay Area fucks. If you ain't going to Nas, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You don't have a Nas, okay? I will say, like, Second Sky is a rave.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a rave in the Bay. Okay, like, I don't know if you know this, but, like, Crush SF, there's a Valentine's Day thing.
Yeah, I've heard of it, yeah.
I don't think... That's a little iffy because it's like, yeah, sure, there are multiple artists, but at the same time, it's at Bill Graham.
Oh.
Bill Graham's not really a rave venue, I would say.
Those are just openers for the headliner.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, oh, fuck, you didn't go, but like when we went to Slander in Long Beach, that's not a rave. It's like Slander is going on tour. He's playing at this place. It's a concert. Like I'm trying to see Slander at a concert. It's like, okay, if fucking Ice Spice... is playing, because that's hot right now, right? I don't know a single Ice Spice song, but I know AJ knows. You know, okay, he's with the Gen Z
I'm
going to
get into that later, but okay, continue. But
if Ice Spice is on tour and she's playing at a venue in LA, that's an Ice Spice concert. But if she's playing at Coachella, that's a festival.
Yeah.
She's playing at a festival.
Yeah.
So it's different, you know? But I feel like it's the same with raves. It's like if Illenium, or sorry, let's bring it back to what Gen Z likes. If John Summit... is playing at fucking a venue, that's not a rave, that's a concert. If he's playing at EDC or fucking whatever, Skyline, whatever, that's a rave.
Okay, but then I'm questioning if Alchemy was even a rave.
No, I would say that's a concert. It was Alchemy. It was the Alchemy tour. No.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, it was it was Seven Lions and Slander.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say that's a... I would consider that a tour. I mean, like a concert. I don't know.
Oh, so maybe that... But then...
I would consider a rave where it's like there's multiple...
Stages?
Multiple stages, multiple bangers. Like, there's a lot of people that you fuck with that are going. But if it's like a Seven Lions... Who else did you see was there?
Slander.
Slander thing? It's just two of them? And like the rest are like literally random openers. I think that's just their concert tour with like openers.
What about Ultra Miami? Because that's one stage, I think.
That's a rave. Ultra's a rave. I think anything Ultra, anything EDC.
Anything Insomniac.
Yeah. Is it? No. I mean, Exchange is like Insomniac. Anything big. You know? I feel like it's clear to know when something's big or not. I don't know. Like,
that's interesting. I've contradicted my own statement because I thought Alchemy was a rave.
I mean, it's a little iffy. I feel like it's interesting because like Bay Area people are not even Bay. Maybe anyone but SoCal people might have considered that a rave. But I feel like for SoCal, because we have Insomniac events and like we have Nas, I feel like our definition of rave is so different. Because when I go to Nas, I feel like we've talked about this before, but you feel like you're at Disneyland.
Yeah, that's but true.
Anything but Nas, or like, I guess like a smaller thing or like a concert, whatever, it's not Disneyland. You're just going to this venue. There's like one stage and you're just like watching.
Yeah, I think SoCal people categorize it differently. I think like for us, it's like multiple stages, multiple artists, rave. One singular, or maybe one or two or three artists, one stage, concert.
Yeah. Because if you think about it, we did go to a lot of shit freshman year, but I never once considered that a rave.
That wasn't,
you know, rave. Those are concerts. Those are definitely concerts. Yeah.
Yeah. Going back to your Ice Spice thing.
Okay.
I won't lie. I only know one song from Ice Spice.
From fucking TikTok.
Yes, obviously from TikTok.
Because you're the most Gen Z in our household.
What do you mean? Ben is fucking Gen Z. Mm-mm. Well, Jen is not Jen. Ben. Ben is what then?
He's just an iPad baby. But you're like the most up to date on all the like. Okay, if anyone like is gonna hit a renegade in this household, see, I'm so not part of this that I don't even know what the new dance is. But like, that's just the example I'm gonna use because that's the only thing I remember. But if there's anyone in this household that's gonna hit a renegade, it's you.
I won't lie, when that was hot, I was fucking...
That's what I'm saying. You were practicing that in front of the mirror. And I know you were. I know you were. Okay. Like when New Jeans came out and like everyone's doing the dance, I know you were practicing that shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I won't lie though with the new... Because Ice Spice is hot right now. I won't lie. I listen to it every day when But that song is so far, bro. Like I memorized her... I basically memorized her fucking her part. Oh. Yeah, because she's like, it's with some other chick. She doesn't sing the chorus. She sings like a verse.
See, I don't even know that.
Yeah, but like I pretty much memorized. Like if you played it right now, I would sing it lyric for like word for word.
I don't even know what the song's called.
Boy's a Liar is the name of the popular song.
I only know what she looks like too because I feel like I see it on TikTok a lot. But if I didn't, I would not know what she looks like. But yeah, you're definitely the most... No, I'm not... Actually, I take it back. You're definitely the most like Gen Z, like girly, if that makes sense.
Oh, for sure.
Because I feel like me and Ben know the other Gen Z stuff, but it's always like the bro shit.
Yeah, I know the girly stuff.
Yeah, because me and Ben always like find like the stupid bro shit, and we're always talking about it. And you're like, "What? I haven't seen this before."
Yeah, but then I know all of the dances.
Yeah, exactly. All the dances, all like the fucking like girl trends. You just be on that shit.
I think it's cool.
Okay, that leads me to something. Do you think, like, you know, you being into the okay, it's 2023. I can't say girly trends, but fuck it, I'm going to say girly trends. Like, do you think you are the gay best friend to some people?
Oh, for sure. For some girls, for sure. Like, I think at work is like, you don't see me at work, but at work, like, all of my female coworker EMTs, I like, I'd be like, yo, you know this dance, or you know this fucking, like.
And they're like, oh my God, AJ. What the fuck? How do you know this?
They literally call me an honorary girl, like, is what they, quote unquote, is what they say.
You know what's interesting to me, though? I don't know. Some of my girlfriends can maybe call me out in the comments, but I feel like I've asked a couple of my girlfriends, like, am I like a gay best? They're all like, no, like, you're straight as fuck. But I think it's interesting where, like, you have a tendency to always hit on people, right. And I don't. I'm just the complete opposite.
But it's
interesting that, like,
I feel like, though, that is not necessarily my tactic. I don't know. I wouldn't consider it that. That's, like, a little weird. But I would say I like to resonate with, like, girls and shit because I want to know what's up to date so that, like, in the case that I do end up hitting on someone, I can, like, say these things and they would be like, what the fuck? Why do you know this? You know what I mean? But then it kind of backfires in the sense of, like, if I know too much about it or I come off too, like, gay best friend, I'm like, then it doesn't work. You know, there's a line that, like, sometimes I cross too far where I'm like, and it puts me in a position where they think I'm just, like, gay best friend.
But what, like, draws you to it? Because, like, I've obviously seen Ice Spice on my For You page, but, like, to me, it's just, like, it's a decent song, but, like, I'm not, like,
I just think it's, I think it's funny. I think, not necessarily funny, but I think it's, in my opinion, I think it's funny if a guy knows, I think it's funny if a guy knows it, because it's like, this guy shouldn't know this, or shouldn't be so into it, but he is.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I get it.
And I'm trying to, like, play into the, like, funniness, because, like, let's say I'm like, oh, you're just in your single era. I'll just say that. They'll be like, oh, what the fuck? And they get a laugh out of it. And then, like, I also get, like, a laugh out of it, if that makes sense.
I'm not going to lie. It only helps me because I feel like it just makes you a better wingman.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, that's the overall plus for me. I don't give a fuck. But yeah, I just think it's interesting that, like, I just don't do that. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I think that didn't really start. Well, no, actually, sort of in high school, because I would watch, like, K-dramas and look, like, watch K-pop and all that shit, but, like,
that's not girly. I watch K-dramas.
Well, now, but in high school, it wasn't, like, 2016.
Yeah, okay.
It wasn't really like that. Yeah. It was kind of like, now it is, like, obviously more mainstream, but back then it was, like, not weird, but, like, different. But, like, I don't think it really came out until I went to UCSD and, like, I don't know if you know, I mean, like, you've seen A. Lee and, like, Philip and all of them, and they embrace that shit. Like, they love that shit. Like, the little, like, being in touch with, like, the girl shit. And I'm like, you know, this shit is kind of, I view it as more of, like, it's funny that I know this shit. There's a limit. There's a limit that I'll do. Like, I'm not going to go out and wear, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm not going to go out and, like, put off that vibe that I'm, like, you might look at me and be like, oh, he might be, like, gay. But I definitely try to stay in touch with, like, the girly shit, if that makes sense. I don't know. I just think it's funny. But not, like, because I think it's funny, but because it's, like...
No, you do it because you think it's funny.
I think it's because...
You'll literally come home and be like, slay. I'm like, why are you doing this?
Gnar. But at the end of the day, like, I just think it's... It's cool. I think it's funny to me, and okay. I respect their side of it. But
yeah.
I'm not gonna be like, that's not who I am. If that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of, like, Gen Z stuff, I've over the past couple of weeks, I've, like, Roten. Jesus Christ.
What are you, mom? Anyways, continue.
Hey, English was not my first language.
Oh.
Yeah. So fuck you. I've written down some terms. There's only two. But I feel like I know we're getting old, because when I saw these terms, I was like, what the fuck does this mean? And shout out to Mimi. But I feel like Mimi is always putting me on to some new terms that I just don't fucking know.
Okay.
But I'll test you here, okay?
Okay.
Do you know what a Borg is?
Borg?
Borg.
B-O-R-G?
Yes.
No, I don't know what a Borg is.
That's what I'm saying, but apparently Borgs are blowing up in college right now.
What the fuck is a Borg? Cyborg?
I don't know what it stands for. I don't even know what it means, but it's basically a gallon of, it's a water bottle, not a water, it's a gallon of water. You know those big jugs?
The cross country.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they'll pour out like half of it.
Okay.
And then, so half is water, right? Or whatever. And then they'll pour Alk in it. And then they'll pour like liquid IV and like Mio. Do you know Mio? Like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they'll pour that and make and shake it. So it's like an Alk drink. But it's called a Borg. It's in like a, it's in the gallon. But apparently people started doing that because they want to be drunk, but they also want to stay hydrated the whole time. Because it's still half water and it has liquid IV and like shit. But that's what a Borg is. But the thing is, when we were in college, we didn't have, no one fucking did that shit.
No, nobody did that.
But that's, apparently like people at college parties now are just holding a jug of fucking Borg and just drinking this shit. And I'm like, I mean, it's a good idea, to be honest.
Yeah,
it's like,
it is.
You know, you're staying hydrated while you're drinking. But it's like, dude, in college, we just did not have that, bro. Like, we went to college when White Claws first came out. Like, that was our era.
Motherfuckers were shotgunning Four Locos and like, thinking it was fine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now people are like, I want to stay hydrated.
Yeah.
I mean, like, which is smart, but at the same time, like, isn't the point of being getting fucked up to get like as fucked up as possible?
I agree. I don't know. You know? Maybe kids are just soft these days.
Oh, shit.
Hey, live a little. go black out.
You know? Mimi, go black out. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, have some fun. Go black out.
She's definitely going to call me a boomer, but whatever. I mean, like, that's smart, but like, I don't know. I think at the end of the day, all these things, well, what's the second one, actually? What's the second term?
Okay, the second one is, I don't even know, actually, because I didn't look it up, so I don't know what it means, but it's munch.
Oh, that's...
Oh, you know what that means?
I think that's related to, like, Ice Spice. Because she's, like... Okay. Okay, I don't know how accurate...
Okay, Ice Spice Ambassador. Okay, dude, what the fuck?
I don't know how accurate this is. Because, again, I also don't know. But I've seen that term. Someone called... someone a munch.
Yeah,
I don't the other know day, means. Like not the other day, but like I heard someone call someone a munch, and I was like, "What the fuck is that?" But it was the only reason I say it's related to Ice Spice is because the guy said, "I love Ice Spice," and then someone said, "You're a munch."
Oh, so what do you think it means? Like you're a bitch? You're a pussy?
No. I think like munch, from what I am trying to gather, is like
so you're a simp. Like what's a synonymous word that we know?
I guess simp is somewhat close, or like down bad.
Okay, for all you guys who know what a munch is, let us know what munch means.
Yeah,
we clearly don't know.
It's basically what I gather from what this is, and I could be completely wrong. Is that like a munch is like a guy or a girl, I guess, too, who is like really in tune with like girl stuff.
So you're a munch.
I guess I'm a munch.
No, I don't know if that's what it means. Because I remember I commented on, damn, Mimi's making a lot of cameos, or her name is. But
yeah.
Mimi had a story of Kyle eating, and then the plate was here. The plate was here, and Kyle's face was like right here. And I was like, I responded to the story. I was like, why is Kyle's face so close to the plate? And then she said, because he's a munch.
Okay, let me look this up.
Okay,
because I'm very curious now.
Like, all right, let's figure it out.
I'm going on Urban Dictionary, most reliable source of internet memes. Okay, I was pretty right on my initial one.
Okay, what does Urban Dictionary say a munch?
This is Urban Dictionary. This is not in my head.
Yeah, read it word for word.
A munch is someone whose only use is eating pussy without getting anything in return.
So you were right. It's like a simp.
Yeah, it's like a simp. An eater or a super simp who do anything for a girl off the thought that she is feeling him.
You're a munch.
I guess I'm a munch.
You're a munch. You're actually a munch.
Yeah, yeah. Damn. Okay, so I was like kind of right.
You were right.
I was kind of right, yeah.
I don't think you should.
I don't.
That's not good. You're a munch, though. You're a munch.
I guess that's the new term for simp, but yeah. I guess naturally I'm a munch.
You are a munch.
It's fucking weird to say. It's like a weird word to say that, but like, yeah.
You are a munch.
A munchkin. I don't know if that's a thing, but anyways, yeah. I don't know. Anyways, all these Gen Z terms, I mean, we are Gen Z.
We're Gen Z.
But at the same time,
We're on the cusp of millennial, though.
Yeah, we're like right on the edge, like 1 or 2 years off. So it's like, it's a little harder for us, I feel like, to like be in tune with everything that Gen Z is saying. But at the same time, I'd rather be called Gen Z than a millennial, because now I feel like millennials are older.
I feel like I naturally like relate more to millennials than Gen Z, though. I don't know why.
I think you're just more mature than I am.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, also, I don't know. I think some of the Gen Z stuff is like kind of cringe. Because I also feel like my sister and my brother are millennials and they have a slight influence on me. But at the same time, I'm also like intrigued by it. I don't know.
I'm intrigued. I just don't get it. Like, I'm at the age where like I just don't understand anymore.
Yeah. So basically we're fucking old. We're boomers.
Yeah.
No, we're not boomers. Come on.
Yeah, we're not boomers.
Either way, Gen Z, you know. We are Gen Z technically, but in the weird middle ground, older side of Gen Z, which is weird because I'm always the younger side of my grade. You know? Well, you too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you're also on the younger side. So it's, I was never like growing up until like college and shit, I was never being like, oh, you're old. It was always like, oh, you're young for your grade.
Oh, that's a good point. I feel like growing up for both of us, we were always looked at as like the young ones.
Like, but, yeah, you're a child.
Yeah, not but now child. That we have like friends that are younger than us, now it's like, fuck, like we're the old
ones. Yeah. But then I go to my coworkers who are old and then they're like, you're just a child. And
no, like, same here. Yeah, like everyone at work is older than me and they call me a fucking baby. Yeah. And they're like, dude, Aaron still lives like a college kid. Like, bro, you just don't know how college kids live now. Like, yeah. I'm normal. Like, these kids are crazy now. They drinking Borgs. I don't drink Borgs, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. We're in some weird, I feel like we're in like the age of like 11 to 13.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You know how like when you're maybe not 11, maybe like 12 and 13, you're like maybe 13. 13 is like the perfect example where like technically yes, you are a teenager.
Oh, but you still feel like a kid.
But you're still a kid.
You're still a kid,
but like technically you're a teenager.
I think a better example is 18. Because technically you're an adult.
Yeah,
but you're still a fucking baby.
Yeah, for sure not in a fucking adult. Legally, you're an adult.
Yeah, legally, you're an adult.
And like, yes, we are technically
in our mid-20s.
Oh, fuck.
But we're not. We're not.
We're not. We're not. I don't know. I think every stage in your life, you're like entering things and then exiting things. We're entering mid-20s, but we're leaving behind college, recent grad life.
Yeah.
Weird. Life sucks. Anyways. Because like we were talking about like growing up and all this shit. For this would you rather, and shout out to my coworker Enrique. He told me this question. I didn't come up with this.
Enrique.
But would you rather stick with the first job you ever had for the rest of your life? So for us, it was Spinfish, right?
Oh yeah. Oh, you were going that far?
Is that your first ever job?
Yeah,
that was our first ever job, Spinfish at a poke shop.
Okay,
so would you rather stick with that first job you ever had for the rest of your life, or marry the first girlfriend you ever had for the rest of your life?
Oh my god,
dude, you asked me that question and I was like, I don't know.
Dude, Enrique, you're a G, bro.
Yeah.
No, I have a clear answer. I'm working at Spinfish, bro.
Really?
100%.
Okay, like, that's the logical answer. But then, like, I think about it, like, if I were to work at Spin, like, I don't know if I want to name drop Spin. If I were to work at a poke shop for the rest of my life, I'm not making money. Like, I'm making minimum wage.
No, but you can do something on the side.
Yeah, but, like, let's like take all that fluff out. Like, let's say you have to live off of this salary, or you have to marry the.
No, then that's fucked. Then I feel like if you take out the fluff, then everyone would pick first girlfriend. Because your first job, everyone's first job is shit. There's no, I mean, unless you didn't work during high school and shit. Like,
yeah, like Eric's first job is like.
Yeah, exactly. That's a clear answer, right? But for people who aren't in that scenario, I feel like everyone would just pick the girlfriend then, because it's like, yeah, sure, like.
Okay, okay. So like with the wiggle room, so you would pick the spin fish thing.
Yeah, if you don't give me the wiggle room though, then yeah, I'll date my first ex. Wait. That's not even my college one. That's my middle school one then.
Oh yeah, I guess that's even worse
for yeah. You. I don't know. I feel like that'd be better, to be honest. To be honest.
Dude, it's such a tough question because it's like, would I rather have to struggle for money? Or would I rather have to struggle in my day-to-day life? You know?
Yeah, but struggling for money is also struggling for your day-to-day life. So I feel like that's why if you take out the fluff, the automatic answer is just
girlfriend.
Yeah. But then I feel like if you take that out and like you can work towards other things on the side, then I feel like that's the automatic answer.
The other answer was like someone else said this at work, but they're like, I would be with my first girlfriend, but just have an open relationship.
Oh, that's a good one. That's
smart. Yeah. So like you could do that too. But what I'm saying is like, if you take off all the fluff, like I honestly have no idea what I would do.
Are you serious?
I think my life would be fucked either way.
But you don't have a clear answer to pick? There's no way you don't have a clear answer. I feel like if I were in your shoes, I would have a clear answer.
Yeah, I'd rather work at a poke shop the rest of my life, dude.
Yeah, you want to see your girl dancing on other people?
No, for sure. No, for sure. I think the emotional stress that I fucking went through with that shit is not worth it.
Guys, AJ is not an emotional guy, right? I'm not that much either, but AJ might be less than I am. Like, I'm at least a little bit caring to some people. But there was this one night AJ literally texted in our housemate group chat at like 2 a.m. and he just said, all he said, no context, guys, I'm so lonely. And then me and Johnny, our previous roommate, like we were still up and we were like, what the fuck, bro? Like, is AJ good? Like, what the fuck is going on? Because this motherfucker doesn't. Okay, here's the thing about AJ. AJ will never text you on his like own accord unless he needs something, unless like, you know, he's telling you like some information or something, you know. But literally this was the one time where like he's just, you know, saying some shit on his own and it's, guys, I'm so lonely. And then me and Johnny were like, what the fuck, bro? Like, what is going on with this guy?
Yeah, you're right. You know what? You're right. It's not worth it. I can shop at Ross the rest of my life. I don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
I'd rather not. You could
eat Burger King, shop at Ross. You'll be fine.
I'd rather not deal with that shit. That shit was rough. So
I think you might have just forgotten about how you felt in that time.
Yeah. Because
that shit was crazy, bro.
I think that text kind of reminded, you telling that text kind of reminded me of what I was going through. And I was like,
I'm not going to lie, that was insane, bro. I've never once heard you say those words. Because you're always the type of guy where you're like, nah, dude. Like, I'm fine on my own. Like, fuck everyone else. Like, I don't like sharing things, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then you go, guys, I'm so lonely. And I was like, what? Dude, not even Johnny has ever said that. Like,
yeah. I was also not blacked out. I was like really fucked up.
Yeah, but Johnny's certified lover boy. And Johnny does not do that, you know? You literally pulled up with the guys, I'm so lonely. And I was like, fuck, dude.
I mean, because we were talking about like exes and whatever, relationship bullshit. Do you think your partner should be just like you, or do you think you would benefit from having someone that is like a little bit different or more different?
I wouldn't want my partner to be just like me, but I would want them to have the same morals and values. But I feel like as long as those are the same, I don't give a fuck how different they are than me.
Yeah.
As long as those two line up, I don't care. What about you?
I think, like, I would want them to have similar life goals and, like, what, like, strive for and shit. But, I think I would benefit more from someone who's a little bit more serious than I am. Because if I'm with another clown, I don't think that would be good for me in the long term. Because I feel like at the same time, I also, like, naturally, I think I'm more attracted to people who are close to me. But at the same time, I think for what's best for me, I think is someone who's also a clown, but, like, knows when to get their shit together. Because I walk that line not as well as I could. And I think if someone could keep me in check, that would be beneficial for me. But at the same time, I can also help them loosen up.
Yeah.
I just want to shout out my coworker Ollie, because he was the one who was like, you guys should talk about these on your podcast. So shout out Ollie.
Yeah.
Pickle God. How do you feel about double texting your crush? Have you done it before?
I've definitely done it before. I'm trying to remember the last time I did it. It's probably Janessa. But anyway, I've definitely done it before. But then now that I'm... That was the last time I ever did it was 2021. It's like 2 years ago or so. And then now that I'm looking back at it, not a good move for sure.
So you're against double texting?
I'm against double texting unless it's urgent where like you need to get their attention right away. But then at that point, like you're not really crushed. That's like you're dating them or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you double text someone that you're not really with officially and stuff like that, I think you come off as like a little desperate. Is how I would view it. I mean, yeah. What about you?
No, I don't double text. I take it as a sign. If they don't reply to my first text, then I'm just like, all right, fuck it. It's a lost cause.
Yeah, I think after the last time I double texted, I realized that. But yeah, I've definitely double texted before. Like, don't get me wrong. I've been in that boat and like it kind of sucks. But if you literally look back at it and you think if I'm on the receiving end of this, I'd be like, this is whack. So I shouldn't do that anyways.
Right.
Okay, I want you to give me a 1 through 10 1 through 10 response.
Okay.
1 being you strongly disagree with this, 10 being you strongly agree with this.
Okay.
I can't stand people who get along with everyone.
Like a 3.
Why?
I think people who get along with everyone are cool and like I respect that and like they're very likable. But after living with Ben, not Ben, but like people who like compliment people all the time after you've pointed it out is more of like, are they really complimenting me or they just do that to everyone? You know, like they don't genuinely mean it is how I view it now. I still would rather be with someone who's very likable in general, but at the same time, there's a part of me now where I'm like, ooh, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So that like... Before it would have been a 1, but now it's a 3. How about you?
Wait, so I can't stand people who get along with everyone. 10 is agree, 1 is disagree.
Yeah, so like 1 would be like, I like people who like everyone.
I think I clicked 3 on the response, but I'm going to change it to like 5. I think I'm a 5.
You're just in the middle?
Yeah.
Why? Why in the middle?
I feel like it's because of the same reason you just said. Like, I don't... Like, people who get along with everyone, you just don't know when they're being their real selves.
Yeah.
But I think they're always, like, a nice addition to have, I don't know, when you're meeting...
Other people.
Yeah. I think that's a nice addition. But I feel like being close to those people, it's like you never know when they're being serious. Or not serious, but... Like
genuine.
Genuine. Yeah, that's a better word. You never know when they're being genuine or not.
Yeah, because they say it to everyone.
Exactly. I don't really like that. I don't like when people say the same thing to everyone because then I just feel like you're a liar now. Obviously, you're not lying, but to me, that's like lying.
It's not necessarily lying, but it's like...
I don't see it as lying either. Don't get me wrong, but I think the root is a lie. Because if you're saying this to everyone and like, let's say like...
Fake.
Right, but being fake is lying at the root.
Yeah.
Which is how I see it.
I mean, there's people who are like genuinely nice, but like...
Yeah, but you can't get along with everyone. Yeah. Like, everyone's so different.
Yeah.
Like, even me, I feel like I'm a very like...
You can go one way or the other.
Yeah. Like, you know, I can get along with like most people, but you know, like there's some people where I'm just like, dude, I don't like this guy.
Yeah.
You know, like...
And it's the people who are like, oh, I don't think he's that bad, but like...
Yeah.
Deep down, they probably don't like
exactly.
It. Yeah.
Or they're just saying that to like get something out of them or something. That's what I have a problem with. Because for me, it's like, I genuinely do get along with most people. But like when I don't like someone, I will tell my friends, like, dude, I don't fuck with this guy. Like,
Yeah.
I just don't like him. Yeah. I'll have a reason, but like, yeah.
If you're just like, I think it's more of just like, if you're overly nice way too soon, I mean, you can be a nice person, but just don't be like, we're buddies, like I've known you since fucking 03 type shit.
Right.
right away, then I'll be like, okay, what is this?
Yeah, agreed.
You fucking whore.
Why?
I already know. Okay, we're going to continue.
Wait, why? No, why? No, no. This was a question they asked.
Okay. Go.
Being good to others is an important part of my identity / self-concept. 1 is you strongly disagree. 10 is you strongly agree.
Back then, it would have been a 1.
It's still a 1.
It's not still a 1. I'm actively being like, okay, if I'm an asshole to people, it's not a good thing. I understand that now. But obviously, there's improvement. So I think like it's like a 2 or a 3.
Okay.
Is what I would say. I'm obviously not like, there's definitely times where there's definitely times where I'm like, okay, I don't necessarily want to be nice to this person. And sometimes I won't be nice to this person. But then after the fact, I'll catch myself and realize, oh, that was probably not the right thing to do. Or someone will point it out. Aaron would point it out that that was not the right thing to do. And then I'm like, okay, I understand.
Yeah, guys, AJ's such a baby, dude. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, we went out to eat once, and then AJ asked our friend for a sip of his drink, and our nice friend offered it. And then naturally, I thought, like, hey, man, like, you got a different drink. You should probably offer it back to him. He just never did.
Okay, but I realized where I fucked up there like 6 minutes after, and then I was like, this is a little weird if I just go, you want to have my drink now?
Yeah, but you should have realized that frame.
Yeah. No, for sure. I don't think it naturally comes. It does not naturally come to me.
I don't think it's natural for anyone, AJ, though. Like, I think that's what you need to know. Like, it's a learned behavior.
No, I know. And I'm trying to learn it. And before, I wouldn't even have thought that was a problem.
Yeah, but I kept calling you on your fucking bullshit.
Yeah, okay. So, anyways, at the end of the day, I'm learning. It's not where it needs to be, but I'm learning. And hopefully it does get there one day. But definitely not there right now, is all I'm going to say.
Okay. Thank you for asking it back. But yeah, I
oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. My bad.
What are you doing? Actually...
Sorry, I was so focused on like... Anyways, continue.
If it was a scale of 1 to 10, I would say I'm a 9.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I feel like I genuinely live my life to help others. Most of the time.
If they're close to you.
Oh, you're right. Maybe I'll pull it back then 7 or 8. If they're close to me, I'll do a lot for the people that are close to me. If I don't really fuck with you, I'll do nothing for you.
Which is valid. Like, you don't need to do people... Like, you don't need to do things for strangers.
Yeah. I mean, there will be some days where I, you know, be nice to strangers. But most of the time, I just try not to, you know... mess with other people that I don't know, but people I am close to, I do bend myself backwards for them. And I question myself sometimes, like, why the fuck do I do this? I question that often, actually, but I can't stop for some reason.
That's just a sign of a good friend is really what it is. I think if you're close to someone and you'll do anything for them, that means you're a good friend. But if you don't do anything for strangers, then like, I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah, maybe.
Unless you're like a nurse or something.
Yeah.
Then like you should be altruistic.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's why I know I can never work in healthcare, because I just don't give a fuck about strangers. But I do try and, you know, take care of people around me as much as I can. Obviously not like, I'm not like a fucking saint, but I do try.
Yes.
But I do have like a selfish aspect of me where I try to put myself first, but I don't know. With my friends and family, sometimes it just goes out the window. Sometimes, not all the time.
Which is, I think, a better problem to have than not have.
Yeah. I mean, it's a better problem, but I think it causes more mental... Yeah. Fucks with your mental more.
For sure.
Yeah. At the age of 24, like, we're post-grad now. I've been post-grad for a while now, 3 years or so. Do you think you have room for new people in your life?
Yeah, I think, like, I think I can have new people in my life, but I don't think they'll be as... close to people that I've already known for X amount of years and time. Like, I can be friends with people to an extent and like pretty close, but I don't know if I can like be as close to them as like the people I've like gone through a lot of shit with, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. I think I don't actively seek new people in my life anymore like I did like what, freshman year of college.
Right.
But if it happens, like sure, I'm open to it. But I just know that it won't be the same level as like the people I've already cultivated and like nurtured this relationship with for so long. Like aka like my close friends. So I don't try and force anything anymore. But if it happens, it happens. I'm open to it. I just don't really.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think we're still at an age where like you can have new people like that because we're still young.
Yeah, we're young.
Still young. Like, yeah. You know, that's not like that big of a deal. But as we get older, I think the more older you get, the less time and energy you should have to put into new people. Like, it's not necessary.
I think now it's just like, I just don't care as much. Like, if it happens, then that's great. Like, another new friend. But if it doesn't happen, then
you don't have
to. So be it. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, you don't need to, like, have to put so much work into it.
Yeah.
That is unnecessary.
Exactly. Do you like being told what to do?
This is really weird. I don't necessarily like when someone tells me what to do. I think in the moment, I'm like, why the fuck are you telling me what to do? But I think I'm the type of person where, like, I relate to this where, like, you know how people who are, like, they're self-independent and they can get their shit done by themselves? If I don't have that pressure, I'm not going to get anything done, if that makes sense. Like, if someone says, go learn an instrument, I don't have a teacher, I'm not going to learn it that well just because it's like, unless I have a deep motivational passion for it, which is like rare, but like, I'm not going to have that. If someone's telling me like, hey, you need to do this and this and this to learn this instrument, then I feel like I would like it more. Yeah, but like if someone's telling me what to do, I think it's better for me to get shit done. But in the moment, I don't like it.
Makes sense.
What about you?
I don't like being told what to do.
At all?
No.
Like in general?
In general.
But I feel like you're also more self-sufficient than I am.
But I think that's why I don't like being told what to do. What? I think if you asked me like 10 years ago, I might have had a different answer. But I think now at the age of 24, I've already done so much on like my own thinking, like with just me thinking this and I'm going to do it. I've already done so much where now I'm like, you know what? Oh, don't get me wrong. I love advice from other people. I'll take advice any day. But I think if I'm going to push like a big initiative in my life or something, it's going to be something that I want to do. And I don't want other people to tell me like what I should do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But I just think I don't like it in the moment, but I know myself where like I won't get anything done if I don't like.
Yeah. But I mean, I feel like I can kind of see where you're coming from. I feel like you can see where I'm coming from too. We just have different cases. Like I feel like.
Yeah, I think maybe one day I'll be like you more like that. But currently in my life, I think I don't necessarily want people to tell me what to do. But if someone's pointing me in the right direction, then it helps me in general.
But here's the thing, though. If you want to be more self-sufficient, you have to point yourself in the right direction before someone can call out that you're in the wrong direction.
Yeah. But
until you do that, there will always be someone, well, hopefully there will always be someone to guide you in the right direction. But the thing is, if you don't want that, then you should be doing that on your own.
For sure. I just think the way my life has gone, I've always had people telling me what to do. And like some is good than others, but it's not people telling me what to do. But like I don't have that like initial drive for most things to like seek it out myself.
I think that is interesting because now that I think about it, I think growing up, I might have always been this way. I just didn't know it. But like, I think a clear example is like, I grew up in the church, you know, my parents were a Christian. And growing up, I didn't really question. I was just like, oh, this is just something I go to every Sunday. But then there came a day, and I was still fairly young. And this was, might have been like junior high or like early high school. But I was like, why the fuck am I spending my time every Sunday going to church when I don't even believe in this in my heart?
I mean, I've had those thoughts too, but
no, but I acted on it. So yeah, I told my parents every Sunday, dude, like, I don't believe in this. Why are you forcing me to do this? And I did that enough times where they didn't make me go to church. And to this day, I don't believe in Christianity. I just don't. But I don't know. I think I've always been one to, like, if I really think something, I will balls to the walls, go like full head to that. But yeah, I think that's also, like, I think that's a reason why, like, I'm kind of self-sufficient. Because if I really want something in life, I will do everything I can to try and get it.
Yeah, I think, like, growing up, I had these, like, this is very, like, this is not, like, a big thing, but, like, I remember in elementary school, I played clarinet, and I was, like, first, last, second chair, like, so, like, one or two of the best person, but, like, I, like, there was this thing where, like, you would try out to be in, like, the all district thing where, like, everyone's in it, like, all the good people are in it, and I never, like, wanted to try for that, or, like, I wanted to try for it deep down, and I felt like I could have, but I just didn't want to do it. But then I remember my music teacher at the time, she was like, why didn't you try out for this, like, and I was like, I don't know, I just didn't do it. And then she, like, handed me the spot because, like, she knew I was good enough, if that makes sense. So there's been, like, stuff like that where, like, people would just hand it to me and I'd be like, all right, fuck it, I'll just take it. You know what I mean? I never had to, like...
So you've been guided.
Yes, I've been guided very early on. I mean, a lot of that is because I'm the youngest in my family and, like, they just handed me shit. I'm always the baby. They just give it to me. And, like, my siblings would always be like, why does he get to do this when, like, I didn't get this or whatever? And I'm like... Sucks to be fucking you, dude. Yeah. Like, but I'm realizing the repercussions of that now as an adult, because no one's telling you what to do. I mean, some people do and they try to guide you, but, like,
me.
No one. Okay, Aaron is
don't say no one.
Yeah, okay.
Me.
Okay. Okay. Yes, but like yes. I've always had people tell me what to do in terms of, like, what's good for me, and I, like, don't have that initially by myself. Because I'm a baby. Because I'm baby.
You are a baby. Sometimes, I mean, I've told this to AJ many times, but, like, I feel like AJ is my little daughter. It's my little princess. It's funny because, like, literally last week, I'll tell you guys a story. But last week we were drunk and me and Ben wanted pizza. We wanted to eat pizza, you know? And AJ wanted burgers. But me and Ben, to be honest, me and Ben are pretty selfless people. Like, we'll give in to not even the majority. Like, it was literally just AJ. But me and Ben were both willing to get burgers just for AJ. So we told him, like, you know what? It's fine. We don't need to get pizza. We'll get burgers. But AJ obviously feels bad now because two people wanted pizza, but they're both giving in just for what he wants. So now he's feeling self-conscious and, like, fuck, dude. Like, God damn it. Like... they're doing this just for me. So he's starting to feel bad. And then we kept, like, this was like a 30-minute thing. We're like, no, it's fine. Like, we'll just get burgers. Like, you want burgers? It's fine. Like, we can both eat burgers. Like, we won't die. But at the end of the day, we decided to get pizza. Because, you know, me and Ben wanted pizza. And AJ gave in this one for once. But as soon as I ordered the pizza, he started moping. And he just went to bed. And just slept. And then we were like, wow, like, come on. The night was young. We were just getting started. And he just slept. Just because we couldn't get a little burgie.
Yeah, it was all passive aggressive shit. But, like,
AJ's baby. AJ's baby. You know, we got to take care of our little princess. I feel like, literally, sometimes I feel like in this household, I just have a 16-year-old daughter.
I'm fat.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm fat and, like, I want to eat this. If we don't eat this, like, fuck you. Oh, man.
Yeah, moral of the story, I'm baby.
That's all right.
No, but I appreciate you pointing out the bullshit that I do. Because who else would?
Yeah.
It's not, like, your job, but, like, I appreciate it.
It's not my job.
It's not your job, but I appreciate it.
Yeah.
In the moment, I might not be, but I look back at it and I'm like, all right, you're right.
That's fine, though. As long as you look back and think it's okay. I don't care if you hate me in the moment.
That's fine. Yeah. Nothing you've ever said after thinking about it long and hard, I'm like, that was wrong. I think everything you said is pretty right.
I wouldn't say something I'm not like 100% on.
Yeah.
Because then I don't want to be the bad guy. If you can think 10 years from now and think, why the fuck did he say this? I don't think that's a good thing for me.
Yeah.
Everyone's been asking, AJ, how's it going with Portugal Girl? How's it going with, yeah.
That ended a long time ago. Like.
That's tough.
That ended like September. I mean, I didn't keep you guys up to date, but like, you know. That ended up, I mean, it was nothing crazy. Like, that just, we just stopped, you know. It wasn't going to work out in the end. It's fine. I think she's with some guy now. So,
whoa.
Like, yeah.
Really?
I'm happy for her. Good on her. I'm, as long as, like, whatever. I don't give a fuck. As long as she's happy and, like, good, I don't give a fuck. Like, this is not, like, that big of a deal.
You sound like a salty ex, dude.
No. Like, I honestly don't give a fuck. I think, like, at the end of the day, like, logistically, it was not going to work. And, like, I think both realized that. So, we went our separate ways. I still see her shit, and she's with some dude now. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. Like, I'm happy for you.
I just remember when you would come out of your room after FaceTime and be like, Aaron, when are we going to Portugal, dude? When are we going to visit Portugal? This motherfucker knew, like, he's trying to bait me, you know? Because he knows, like, I just want to travel. And he's just like, Aaron, all right, when are we going, dude? I'm down to go now.
I just didn't want to go alone.
Yeah.
But I mean, okay, look. At the end of the day, I am not talking to any girls right now. I can't physically. I can't mentally handle that right now. So girls are not in my life at the moment. Which is good, which is crazy. It's just like weird. But yeah. Just know that didn't work and like it's fine. We're chilling both, so that's all that matters. Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for watching episode 37 of the Bella Boys podcast. As always, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. For the millionth time, we launched a Patreon. Make sure you go sub on the Patreon because we got some crazy shit on there. If you want to see AJ's penis. It's not on there. Don't worry. Maybe. One day.
No.
Okay. We'll see. Anyways, shout out to our Patreon subs. Now.